Oh boy, the challenge system. Will they just enact it already? Do it for the playoffs. The last thing I want is the Tigers to get screwed by some idiot umpire and wreck their dream season with no recourse. Rico, I mean, I know we got to get to the phones. That's the type of stuff that annoys me. Out of nowhere, we're going to roll this out. What? Just roll it out in a regular season then.
No, we need more testing. And what if we try it in the minor league, a baseball all-star game, and every game on August 23rd?
Let's go to our people. I quit. Let's go to Ivory, 97.1. Ivory, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, hey. Ivory. How about yourself, buddy?
I'm all right. Tired. Just off work. But I just want to say real quick, point on the Pistons and the Tigers. As far as the Pistons go, you know, well, for one, I don't believe they didn't know. But that's the thing. Like, when you hear some of these GMs and these coaches speak in these interviews, you kind of got to take it with what did they call it, like a grain of salt, because they're not going to tell you. You're not going to hear. They're not going to tell you the full truth of the matter. They're not going to go full spill on everything. So that's that. So, but the thing is, as a Pistons fan, man, like, look, I think they're a good team, young team. I think they did very well last year and everything. But it's hard, and I understand him only being there a year. Like you said, if they want to take a gap year to further evaluate a full, healthy offseason for a sore, I'd be coming back. Okay, that's cool. But on the flip side of that, at the same time, as a fan, and I've commented on this, like, on Twitter, on different guys' pages several times, it's hard for me as a fan to sit back and be happy with their offseason being a U of M reunion tour on their bench and re-signing Paul Reed. It's hard for me to, like, get excited about that. Like, I'm just not excited about that. Hopefully they'll do good or whatever. I don't know what they got planned. As far as the Tigers, look, I'm not saying they do anything stupid or nothing, but as far as me as a GM putting on my accounts GM thing, if I'm in their position and I see their division just awful and them being the best team in baseball, basically best record, I'm doing everything I can. I want to put my foot on the gas. I want to put my foot on the gas, and I want to let these teams below us know, like, hey, look, you thought we were a good team. We didn't have to do much. Well, look, we're going to do this because we want to keep it solid. We want to keep everything in focus as far as our goal, as far as winning the World Series. So,
yeah.
Put their foot,
man,
put
you,
their foot on the
Ivory,
gas.
You could say it. You want to go belt to ass. Just say it. It's okay.
Exactly.
It's, that's reality. That's right.
I want to get a right-handed third baseman. I want to get a starter, whether that's – because you get injuries. Mize has been injured. Olsen's injured. I need another capable starter, like, next to Skubal. Mize has done great. I need a reliever. I just want to go full – I want this World Series because the 06, 07, those teams losing to the Giants, losing to the Cardinals that one year, man, that hurt me. That hurt me. So
and look, Ivory, you have every reason to want to act with some urgency. You know, it's not Scott Harris's fault, but it is the reality. This is a franchise that hasn't won a World Series in over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just reality. They have a wonderful shot to get there. I think they have the ability to add without hurting themselves, without wrecking the farm system. That's what I want to do. But yet, I continue to hear this other weird conversation arising. Well, where would we even play these people? Well, we have everything. I don't understand it. I mean, look, okay, I'm a Yankee fan. What trade deadline have I ever gone to the deadline going, yeah, let's do nothing? We all we got. Yeah, the answer is never.
Mike, no competitive team ever stands pat. Everybody is always looking at some player. And it's funny because that's where you always see, it seems like the good teams, like, wait, that guy was available and they made that deal? Yeah, because they were working the phones and they were like, wait, you want to make this trade? Yes. So that's what I want Scott Harris to do. Go out there, beat all around, turn over every rock, see what happens, because you may end up with that blockbuster deal. Like, wow, didn't see that coming.
Let me tell you one thing. A couple high-level relievers, might be the elixir. You know, it's the middle ground, I guess. If people want to fall in love with all their lineup, that's fine. Fine. Meet me in the middle. Go get me a couple of bullpen arms to go Will Vest. And I'm not panicked about Lang. I don't need Lang right now. I need Lang to be ready so I know whether I have to put him on the playoff roster or not. So no big deal there. But I have Will Vest and then question marks. And Canely and question marks. All right, if I give AJ 3-4 high-lever guys, yeah, I know he's probably going to make the right call. I don't think that makes me a bad fan for saying, hey, let's go do that. Let's go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, pal?
Dan.
Danny.
Hello, you got me?
There yeah. He is. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how you guys doing? Doing good.
Good,
doing
Dan.
Good. Well, first of all, let me just shout out real quick the Levy Restaurants family. We're all very excited to be taking over the concessions at Michigan State. Mike, we hope we can get you out there to enjoy the experience that isn't watching MSU football.
Yes. Listen, we are thrilled to no longer have 1993 George Perlis hot dogs. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Very exciting. Want to talk Tigers. Obviously, the season has been a blessing. Been telling everyone that my day has been a little bit brighter, knowing that my baseball team can actually win games for once.
Yes.
What I will say is I think you guys are spot on with needing to be aggressive. I think in terms of the roster that we're looking at here, you know, I'm very comfortable with a lot of the players that we have. But, I mean, here's the thing. Bring Kerry Carpenter back. Let's take Trey Sweeney off. Let's kind of build a little 26-man roster for the playoffs right now. Let's start with the offense. I mean, look at your bench. I like what Jamai Jones is doing right now, but do we know if he's going to be what he is come the end of the season? And then you look at your outfield. I'm happy with the infield. Look at the outfield. I mean, Riley's good. Wenzel's good. But then you got Parker and Matt Vierling, who I like. I like what they did for us last year. They can't hit right now. And, no. You know, maybe they turn around second half of the season, but trade deadline's coming up soon. And when it comes to my personal all-star, Zach McKinstry, his versatility, I think your ability to play, I think he can be our third baseman starting, but I think his ability to play third base opens up the opportunity. Hey, let's slide Wenzel over to center and let's open the market a little bit. We can, you know, kind of widen our pool. We can go out and find a right fielder or something like that, a corner outfielder that can, you know, obviously hit. We still need, you know, a nice solid right-handed bat in the lineup.
Yeah, now look, Parker Meadows never has to hit a baseball to still have immense value. He's the best defensive
Absolutely.
Center fielder in the game. So I'm going to just play him every day, and if I got to hit him ninth, I'm going to hit him ninth. Would I love him to regain his form and be my leadoff guy again? Of course I would. I'm with you. Like, I have no problem either a third baseman or a corner outfielder slash DH. You know, Dan, a guy I continue to throw it out there, and Rico and I have talked about it. Marcell Ozuna's a guy. Duggan Scott, someone had brought up Brent Rooker. He's going to be expensive.
Absolutely. That's my guy.
Yeah, I mean, the A's signed him 5 at $60. That's a value deal. But if you're willing to pay, I do wonder about it. I mean, that's a guy that's a 40 home run bat. So, yeah, no, Dan, I'm with you. I just want guys I can depend on. Not hope, but depend on. In October, in the seminal moments, no, I can't depend on the McKinstrys and the Vierlings and the Joneses. And look, he may be the official Tiger of our radio show, but I can't depend on Kerry Carpenter right now. Not just because he's hurt, but he hasn't been good this year. It's okay to say it.
Yeah.
I want him to be good. I love Kerry Bonds, but he hadn't been good. So it's just, it's funny, Rico, is like, I feel like if you just say things that are like living in reality, people view it as like blasphemy. How could you say that? I mean, because the numbers tell me that that's what to say.
Because you're not allowed to say, well, you're not allowed to point out things that could perceive to be negative because now you're hating on him. And oh my goodness, you forgot about this and that and that. And it's like, no, it's just a fact.
But this is from the same town that slanders Jared Goff. You yes. Figure it out. I can't. I'm leaving. This same town has a quarterback who plays Pro Bowl level football. The one mistake he makes, and you get parakeets calling the show, Hendon Hooker, and you're like, what world am I in? So you'll criticize your quarterback who has helped get you places this organization's never imagined, but I can't sit here and say, yeah, I don't trust McKinstry in the playoffs, or, you know, Kerry hasn't had a good year. You figure it out.
No, I'm with you.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people. We'll get you to another Tigers rousing victory at 4:40, I believe, will be the time for the pregame. 97-1.